Boker Tov, and we will be continuing our Gadol Story a Day series about Rav Mordechai Eliyahu from the Sefer Aviyim Shel Yisrael. So let's start off with a wondrous story. Rav Eliyahu was living in Be'er Sheva, and at that time there were many camels, and because of that it was very hot down south. There were a lot of flies, and there were a lot of mosquitoes, and it was really hard in the summer. Mr. Weinberger recounts that he would check out Rav Eliyahu's room, and amazingly, there were no flies and no mosquitoes in his room. And he asked once the Rav what was going on, and the Rav said, made nothing about it. He said, the windows are closed, but he was suspicious. Later, Rav's grandson noticed that in his house, there were never any flies and mosquitoes. And once he noted that to the Rav's son, and they talked about it, and he noted, yeah, I've seen it, but I never said anything about it. And the next day, when they went to see, there were already mosquitoes and flies. So apparently they found out that that's not the type of miracle that you're supposed to speak about. Once the secret was revealed, then the miracle stopped happening. Actually, I've heard that story about other Gedolim too. Through the koach of their Torah, they were protected from little things like flies. I heard that about Rav Moshe Feinstein. In any case, speaking about the koach of Torah, when the Rav was with a young lad, he would spend 2 hours a day teaching in the Beis Sefer, and the rest of the day he would go straight back to the Beis Medrash and learn nonstop until he'd fall asleep. He was known already in his youth as a great posek, and everyone respected him, along with the Rosh Yeshiva. They would always ask his opinion. When he was teaching in the school for those 2 hours, unlike the other rabbis, he would not take a break. During the break, he would either talk to his students or learn Mishnayos. And he was a ridiculous genius. For example, once the Hasidim had a big question. They didn't know what to do about a certain question which was bothering them in the Gemara. So they heard that this Rav Mordechai Eliyahu guy might know. So the big Rav comes to Rav Mordechai Eliyahu and asks him, and he says, the question that you are asking is in this Amud in Gemara and Zvachin. And the answer is in this daf by Abaya. And the Hasidim were in shock that the Rav had such an expertise in the Gemara. And the next day when he came into Davin, they all stood up and they said, what happened? They explained to him how impressed they were by the Rav's breadth of knowledge. He said, if so, then you should daven before Shkia and accept my psak. I don't know if they actually did, but these are some of the amazing stories of the making of a gadol, of how Rav Eliyahu just would never stop learning Torah. And in that zchut, he was able to do so many wonderful things for Am Yisrael, and so many miracles were manifest. Hope you're inspired to learn Torah with a bit more hasmada, a bit more intensity in the schos of Rav Eliyahu. Have a wonderful day.